So the question that you're asking is really like a very fundamental question, just in terms of how all of Torah and Judaism works. In terms of, on the one hand, we have the whole point. We know many Torah sources actually teach us that the whole point of all the mitzvahs and everything, the Zohar said it's Tariag Itin, 613 pieces of advice. Of how to connect to Hashem, meaning the end goal is not the mitzvah itself. The end goal is definitely the connection to Hashem. That's what we're aiming for. Whilst at the same time, as you say, in Yiddishkeit, there's no question that there's so much emphasis placed on the structure of doing the in f f f f fulfilling the intricate details of each of the mitzvahs, etc. And there's no question that that has a very high place in Hashem's books. However, what I'll say to you in right now is that, it certainly, I think, for anybody can take a lot of time and appreciation, to get to a place of appreciating why I should fulfill all these intricacies. On the one hand, it's very complicated. On the other hand, it's relatively simple in that I'm not even doing it just based on my understanding. I'm just doing it because I'm going to take a step back. Why do I exist? Why am I in this world? If I'm pretty clear that I believe in Hashem and I believe that he this is his book and he's commanding me to do certain things, then even if it means nothing to me, I'll still do it. Meaning, even if the actual action means nothing to me, I'll still feel a certain sense of fulfillment in doing it because I'm trusting him. So it's not about the action, even if it's literally it makes zero sense to me. It's completely counterintuitive. But again, just because of my trust in him. But again, that is something that for most of us, a lot of the time, it's not inspiring. It's not necessarily inspiring. I'm just doing it because I know that that's right. And that's what I want to do based on my belief. But in terms of feeling connected and inspired and motivated, for many of us, that doesn't do it a lot of the time. And what I would say to you is that to focus on, rather the other side of things, if you're not feeling that side of things right now, then to focus rather on the connection side of things. That's a huge aspect of Yiddishkeit. So many people, just because of the busyness of our lives, we don't get into the basic opportunity we have to literally talk to Hashem in our own words every single day. Some people do it up to like an hour a day, some people 30 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day. I would if that's the side that you're more motivated towards at the moment, then I would highly recommend just aiming towards that at the moment. Take 15 minutes every day that you just turn off the phones, nobody's around, and you just talk to Hashem. You just talk to Hashem. It's just you and Hashem about anything and everything. You ask him for things you want. You thank him for your life. You ask him for clarity in certain areas. You ask him that you should feel inspired, and you take a little bit of time to just reflect on your life, etc. And that time is often a lot more meaningful and inspiring for everyone doing it in their own way. Some people throw in a little bit of music. If you like to sing to Hashem or whatever it might be. And that's something that's very, very, very important in Yiddishkeit. And I would just focus more on that at the moment, and then in time to come, maybe one thing at a time, just slowly, you just commit a little bit more to, okay, this mitzvah is not like, it's not, I'm not getting too many negative feelings about it, and I feel like it's I can do that. Take one thing at a time slowly, maybe one thing a day, one thing a week, whatever works for you, just to do it slowly. But then your higher focus for this period will be based on your deeper, meaningful, inspiring connection with Hashem, and then, like I say, B'ezrat Hashem, there's no question that all different aspects of Yiddishkeit are important. Just some of them we feel more. Some of them we feel more, the inspiration, the motivation. You've got to also tap into what you're feeling at the moment. If you're, ideally, eventually we get to a place where we just do everything because we realize Hashem is running the show, and whether we feel inspired or not, we do what he says because we know, we trust that he's got the best in for us. He's not just telling us the mitzvahs because he wants some honor for himself. He's telling us the mitzvahs. Hashem doesn't need anything from us. Hashem created the world for us. He doesn't need us in terms of his survival. Hashem can exist and survive without us. He just created this opportunity for us to earn our place in the next world, etc. And the way that we do that is by the opportunities we have in this world, such as connecting with Hashem, having those close daily just conversations with Hashem, bringing him into our lives, as well as eventually, when you feel more inspired, etc., to also fulfill the commandments that he's telling us to do, even if we don't understand them, because we know that it's going to be best for us just based on our trust in him. But again, so important, because sometimes a person can feel uninspired to doing those types of things and then just throw everything out and say, this is not for me. because I'm not feeling I'm not feeling connection to those the intricate mitzvahs, etc. So sometimes it's a wise thing to do to focus much more on the heart part, you know, on the feeling part of the connection to Hashem, which is such a very important fundamental part of Yiddishkeit. Really, the point of all the mitzvahs is really for that. Whilst at the same time, eventually, like I say, slowly to work on the other side, also on the practical, technical, intricate mitzvah side. Maybe bring in one a week, one a day, whatever works for you. And in that way, B'zrat Hashem, we slowly grow in a really meaningful way.